this year, Hunter, I am so excited about tonight. This is going to be great. Just an exhibition match, but a big one, as they all are, nonetheless.
Absolutely. Stuart Horn, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Hunter Hornstein alongside here. It is opening night. Like you mentioned, an exhibition game, maybe not the entire opening night and everything like that, but it is opening night. It is the first basketball game of the young season, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Conlin Center will be packed, and the brand new Icebox will be packed. The student section that has recently been named the Icebox, and we're really excited about it, Stuart, and I'm happy to be here alongside you.
All right, the freshman broadcasting sensation, Hunter Hornstein, along on his first ride on a live basketball broadcast from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu. A lot of new names. We'll get to them all tonight, including the story within the story, the return of Adam Chavis, ladies and gentlemen. Chavis is in the house after sitting out last year. The senior Chavis, who was, of course, freshman of the year and CalPAC player of the year back way back in the day when the Penguins played in the CalPAC Conference, now a part of the PacWest Conference, part of the NC2A Division II. Our second year in the PacWest, and the Penguins are raring to go. This year, of course, under head coach Brett Tavani, the Penguins expecting big things. The Penguins came out last year and knocked the conference sideways. Nobody expected the Penguins to be as strong last season as they were. But that's what you get when you get a world-class coach like Brett Tavani at the helm. Big shout-out to Mike Wells, number 10. Wells getting warmed up. Wells a senior. He was also freshman of the year following the year that Adam Chavis was. And Wells is in the house getting warmed up, getting ready to go. Wells part of the DU radio broadcast team. Also, Chili the Penguin in the house. A bunch of cheerleaders are here under their head coach, Gigi Gillard, herself a DU alum, herself a past DU cheerleader. We are just about ready to go. Brandon Davis is in the house. He's got the new uniform on, our SID. Of course, our athletics director here at Dominican University of California is the great Terry Toomey. This broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn with you, along with Hunter Hornstein and Piob. He'll be along in the second half, no doubt. A lot of new faces, as mentioned. The Penguins have their new uniforms. They are looking very cool. The home whites with the black and gold, Penguin gold stripes down both sides. 104 to go, fans. Both teams out there getting their last few seconds, and just as mentioned, the teams will now go to the bench. Kat Mullinex is in the house. She's a young woman now. Boy, you've been around here about 10 years, haven't you? Wow. I remember when you were just a little kid, Kat. It's nice to see you again. And Jeff Mullinex, of course, her dad, he's in the house. What year are you, a senior in high school? A junior, okay. Maybe we'll get you on at halftime. This is Hunter, by the way. 30 seconds to go. The overhead announcements are being made. And hope you're excited out there worldwide. By the way, fans, it is currently 6:56 p.m. in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. For those of you listening abroad, boy, it's very interesting to see the Penguins come off the bench and not see my old buddy Alistair Flack, the great Australian who was a big part of the DU basketball team for the last 4 years. Al, if you're listening out there in Melbourne, Australia, we miss you, buddy, and it's a strange sight to see the Penguin lineup out there without you, but I'm sure we'll get used to it. Al Flack, one of the greats in Penguin history. The starting lineups now for the visiting Pacific Union College. They are under the Pioneers there, under head coach Robert Castillo. Of course, Coach Castillo in his fourth season, he's assisted by Chuck Evans and Cameron Barnes. He'll be sending out number 15 is Josh Jewett, a returning veteran, a 6'8" junior out of Phoenix. Number 20 is Michael Jang, a 6-foot junior out of Yucaipa. Aaron Reniker, the returning senior, a 6'3". Reniker wears number 22 and is out of Sacramento. Will Bell comes out. Number 24 is Bell, the 6'2" sophomore out of Salinas. And Steve Catalan, number 25, is a 6'2" senior out of Loma Linda. For the Mighty Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his sixth season, he's assisted by Lee Creesh and Jesse Haskins and Scott Springhorn. Coach Tavani will be sending out number 23, James McKinnon, the 6'5". Well, it says he's a freshman, but that must be a two-year freshman, I guess, because McKinnon, of course, was with the team last year. Oh, check it. What am I saying? McKinnon's not getting the start tonight. In fact, McKinnon is not going to be playing tonight. My apologies, fans. The starters for the Mighty Penguins, in fact, number 30, Xavier Muldrow, a 5'9" junior out of Riverside. If you know anything about the Penguins, then you know about the explosive power of Xavier Muldrow. Number 31 is Mark Lewis. He's our student body president here at Dominican, so he's a very intelligent young man and a fine outside shooter as well. The 6-footer is Lewis, and he is a junior out of Canyon Country, California. Number 33 is a newcomer to the squad, the sophomore Ian Collins, a 6'3" sophomore out of Santa Rosa. Adam Chavez gets a start tonight, number 40. Chavez, a 6'5" senior out of Oakland. And Killian Larson, number 44, the 6'10" sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington. Here we go, fans, in the middle for the Penguins. The Penguins tip it out, and Ian Collins gets it. They get it over to Chavez on the right wing. Now back up to Lewis on the left side. They get it over to Muldrow, and a whistle very quickly. We're only 9 seconds into the game, and whistles are blowing like crazy. Piob is alongside. He'll be with us at halftime for the halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters at halftime. Lewis will bring it in on the far side. Hunter and I are here on the eastern wall, here at the Conlin Center on Press Row. Penguin Radio on the air. Penguins out on the court off to our left-hand side. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Muldrow's got it. Now he gets it over to the right side. They get it off to Collins, the newcomer. Collins, low bounce pass to Adam Chavez, top of the key. Now over to the right side to Xavier. Xavier goes over to Collins. Collins dribble drive. Now he backs back out on the right wing. Now there's 9 on the shot clock. He takes it himself up. He's blocked. And as Killian Larson follows it in, but there's a foul called on Josh Jewett, the 6'8" junior. That's the first for either squad. We're only 29 seconds into it, fans, and Collins will go to the line. The first we've heard of Collins out of Santa Rosa, 6'3" sophomore. Collins on the way. In and out, and the first free throw of the new season is missed just slightly. Collins back to the line. He toes it with his left foot. Back up there, missed them both. Tonight only an exhibition, though. So don't worry about it, fans. Pacific Union got very good in the last couple of years. Pacific Union plays in the CalPAC Conference. Penguins, as mentioned, in the Pac West Conference. 19:15 to go, fans. Right side drifting around is Will Bell. He hands it off for the dribble drive to Reniker. Reniker goes up. He has it stripped away by Killian Larson. They get it off to Collins. Up and under. Left side. Collins good for two.
Nice job there by Killian Larson to put up the stop and set up that point. What a job by the big man up front.
18:57 to go, fans. 2-0 Penguins. Reniker's got it. Now they go left side. Penguins with some massive defense. Now they get it back down low. Slipping is Jiang. Now the long three-pointer, Jewett, top of the key. Stripped away after the miss by Lewis. Lewis with the big long heave to Killian Larson. And even though Killian is 6'10", it was way over his head. 2-0, Penguins on top, 18:40 to go. Whistles now. 1 minute and 40 seconds into it. They want to reset on the shot clock. They get it, 35 now. Men's hoops, 35. Women, 30. Of course, the pros only get 25. One of the few differences between collegiate and professional ball. The other being the distance to the three-point line. Of course, the Penguins are collegiate three-pointers, 19-9. Professionals, 22-9. 18.5 to go, fans. First half action. Just one game tonight, men only. Pacific Union, the Pioneers in the house. Left side with the up and under, taken away by Killian Larson after the missed dribbler from the left side by Catalan. Penguins now Collins with the no-look pass over to Adam Chavis, left edge, no. He missed it to the right. Down with the Pioneers, Will Bell comes up with it. Long three ball on the way, Reneker from 22, no. Saved now by Collins. Now Chavis all alone under the hoop. Great patience. Chavis, left side, good for two. 4-0 in favor of the Penguins. Bringing it up across the timeline now is Reneker. Reneker goes between the legs. He's got Chavis plastered to him. Now they're going to get it off to Catalan. Now it's stolen away by Adam Chavis. All alone, 2-on-1. Chavis left side. Oh, he muffed it on the way. Chavis couldn't hold on to it. He tries to get it off. It's stripped away from Chavis. Chavis was a little too anxious there and muffed it on the way. Will Bell stripped it away from him. Jiang has got it backcourt. Oh, forced the issue is Xavier. Muldrow, though, tipped it into the backcourt, so there was no backcourt penalty. Off to Jiang. He goes top of the key. Left side on the way. Bell. Oh, three ball. Left side. Check it. That was Catalan. Steven Catalan, the 6'2" senior out of Loma Linda, pounds home the three, and Lewis answers the call. 6-3 Penguins.
Nice job by the Penguins coming right back. I like their offensive aggressiveness early on as well as the defense.
Will Bell brings it up across the timeline left side. He passes it off to Jiang, and Michael Jiang is fouled immediately by Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow, the junior, one of the quickest players in the league last year. We'll see if he still has that burst of speed. Muldrow can bring it up faster than anybody in the league, at least last year, and then turn on the afterburners and really get it cooking when he needs to. Keep an eye on Muldrow tonight, inside of 17 minutes, and Muldrow steals it away. Now he brings it across the timeline, goes behind the back. High dribble Muldrow over Jiang. Now he goes left side on the baseline, up and under, no, missed it, short. 6-3 Penguins. Rebound taken by Jouet. Quick transition over to Jiang, stolen away by Chavis. Now Chavis throws it away. Jiang now falls down, and Chavis has it in the backcourt. We're going to slow things down. 6-3 Penguins. 16.5 to go. Tavani up on his feet for the first time this season. Get used to hearing that, fans. Exhibition night. Now the Penguins have it. Collins. Collins with the no look over to the right side. Now they go over to Collins. Collins down low, left side. Oh, in and out. Tipped out by the 6'10" Killian Larson. Larson couldn't hang on to it. 16 minutes exactly, fans. First half action. Here comes Bell. He brings it up, and Mark Lewis hits the deck. Lewis with a stage dive just about killed my partner, Hunter Horenstein.
I'll tell you what, Stu, this is an exhibition game, and I hate to go in the first game, but, man, they're playing like it's a playoff game. The atmosphere is incredible. One thing I want to mention, the timing is going to be key, especially early on in the season. They're going to have to be able to work with the timing. There's going to be some mistakes. There's going to be some players that haven't played a lot, like the rookies, the young freshmen, the first-timers. It's going to take some time. Might be some growing pains early on, but in the end, I think it's going to come together. Right now, they're looking very good and very strong offensively.
Penguin cheerleaders are in the house. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 strong, fans. And Chili, the Penguin, is in the house. DJ Spice also one of those cheerleaders. Shout out to DJ Spice. 15:57 to go when we resume. We are in a timeout, fans. Hunter, your first 5 minutes. Let's see, your first few minutes, I should say, of collegiate hoops for the home team, the Mighty Penguins. What do you think so far?
Well, coming over from the high school, it's completely different. The atmosphere and the way the game is played is completely different. A much faster, fast-paced game. We're located right here on the court, right next to the bench. And I'll tell you what, it's just a fast-paced game, much more physical, much more intense here. But just keep it up. The Penguins are playing great.
Aaron Reneker to bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area. He flips it indoors to Will Bell. He goes right, fakes left. Bell hands it off down to the baseline to Daniel Monnier, who came in. Monnier, a 6'3" freshman out of Bakersfield. Monnier steps on the line, his first time touching the ball. Penguins get it on the unforced error. 15:45 to go, fans. Now the Penguins with a good stop attempted stop and the shot on goal. Pioneers come up with it. Now they flip it back, top of the key. Head fake by Bell. He kicks it off to the left side. He's got Xavier all over him. Now down low, they work it back out for Monier. Left side over to Bell. Bell back outside. Monier wants to shoot. He won't do it. Now they go top of the key on the left side to Jiang. Jiang's got Xavier on him. On the right elbow. Trouble. Jiang. He wants to shoot it from the free throw line. In and out. Taken down by Killian Larson. Larson. Big heave down to Lewis. Pass back off to Adam Chavez. Softly, Chavez finds the hoop left side.
Adam Chavez on a roll so far early on in his season. Let's hope he keeps it up.
Oh, Chavez will keep it up, all right, fans. Chavez, get used to hearing about number 40, fans. And in for the Penguins will be Leon Hart, a 6'5" senior out of Hayward. Hart, the first we've heard of him. Also in is Connor Haysburg, a 6'8" freshman out of Sacramento. Inside of 15 minutes, fans. Penguins lead 8-3 inside of 15. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein on radio.dominican.edu. The shot on goal now on the spinner from Will Bell is blocked, but somehow the Pioneers get it back. Left side, they kick it back off of the up and under to Danny Sepulveda. Sepulveda, a 6'4" sophomore out of Placerville, goes up and he's fouled. Check it, Monier is fouled on the after the pass from Sepulveda. And I guess it's pronounced Monier, Hunter. I thought it was Monier, but it's Monier.
Monier, doesn't matter. He gets fouled. He's going to get the shots.
8-5, Penguins on top. Inside of 15, 14:43 to be exact. Penguins have committed three team fouls, while the Pioneers have only committed one. First shot is missed. Lewis down with it. Very, very short was that one. Lewis, the ASDU president, got a lot of airtime on NBC during the debates here at Dominican. 14 and a half to go. Penguins by three. Oh, the dribble drive by Lewis, and he throws it away into the hands of Monier. Now they go right side to Bell. Bell's way out there, and he's got a very frustrated Mark Lewis plastered to him, and an air ball is chucked up. 14-15. Penguins get it back after the oxygen ball. In the backcourt, just one, is Michael Jiang, the six-footer. He's back there against Leon Hart and Xavier Muldrow, and Muldrow walks with it. Muldrow drifted from the right wing. Check it, off ball. That is Hart's second and the fourth for the Penguins. Off ball penalty gives the ball back to the Pioneers. 8-5 DU, a scoring drought for the past 2 minutes of play, coming up on 14 in the first half. Don't forget, fans, halftime. Hunter and Piab will have our halftime extravaganza with all the stats. Find out if Hunter knows how to read a stat sheet. We're going to find out, fans. This is opening night. We're working out the bugs as we go. I might even give him a hand if I can remember how to do it. Now Xavier gets wrapped up with Manny Gonzalez. Gonzalez is not a newcomer into the Conlin Center. Gonzalez has been here before. He's a senior at 5'7 out of Visalia. And Gonzalez, like Xavier, very quick player. They get wrapped up in a jumper, and it goes the way of the Pioneers. The Penguins will get the possession arrow next time. Way out on the left side, three ball on the way. Painfully short by Reneker. Reneker's a pretty good three-ball shooter. The Penguins now work it up. Manny on the way. Check it, Leon on the way. Three ball, no. A little bit deep. Hauled in now by Will Bell. Bell has Xavier on him, and he brings it up the timeline right side. Three ball, Manny Gonzalez wants to shoot it. He doesn't do it. Very short by Reneker. Oh, not short. How about perfect? Tie game. Eight up. 13-20. First team to score in quite a while. Pioneers. Now the Penguins are on offense. Here's Hart. Top of the key. He hands it off now to Mark Lewis. Now the give and go. Left side to Xavier. He wanted to drive in. No. Leon on the way. 15 feet. Good. 10-8, coming up on 13 minutes, fans. Inbounds the Penguins, no backcourt heat at all. Will Bell's got it left side, he's got Lewis on him, he blew right past him. Now he takes it himself, and all the Penguin coaches come up off of their feet as Connor Haysbert, the 6'8" freshman out of Sacramento, had come set, and the foul is called against Bell, who plowed into Haysbert. And Haysbert hit the deck.
Nice job by Connor Haysbert to draw that foul. Only a freshman, that's a veteran move from a young guy. His future looks really bright.
12:47 to go. Haysbert, a 6'8" freshman. If you're a freshman, you get drafted by Tavani, I would say that your future is likely very bright. Tavani does not like what he sees out of Haysbert on the right wing, but somehow Chavis drove it in after the pass from Hart. And Leon, with a perfect assist, puts the Penguins back on top, 12-8, and a whistle as the DUs brought it up. Miles Carrillo, the 6-foot freshman out of T-Town, brings it up and then immediately draws a whistle. Tustin is T-Town. Now Mike Wells has entered the game. Good old number 10 is Wells. Mr. Penguin himself. Three ball on the way is deep by Ryan Polk, a 6-foot-1 freshman. Now the Penguins in transition. They overthrow it to the end line, but somehow it's saved. A great athletic move by Adam Chavis. AC saves it and draws the foul, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, it looked like Mike Wells there was trying to find Chavis over there. Unfortunately, just drew him a little too far, not able to convert.
Yeah, it looked like Alex Smith just threw it a little bit too far over his head. Now the Penguins have Chavis and Leon. They've got Carrillo and Wells and Haysbert on the floor for the Penguins, and a charging foul has been called against 33. That's Colin Monte, a 5'10 freshman out of Rancho Santa Margarita out of Orangewood Academy High School. Inbounds now to Carrillo in the backcourt. Carrillo is working the point. Carrillo brings it across the D insignia right in the middle of the house. He's looking right through his guy. That's Monte, who just drew the foul. He goes left side over to Wells. Now they get it back down low to Haysbert. Back to Wells, three ball, missed it way right. 11:42 to go, fans. Taken down by the Pioneers. Now they're bringing it up very quickly. I'll tell you what, that Leon Hart is a big dude, but he's got a lot of power. Diving on the ball is Carrillo. Diving on the ball is Adam Chavis. Now a jump ball. It's going to go the way of the Penguins.
What offensive production right now from the Penguins, but how about that defense, Stu? I mean, unbelievable defense. They're playing with absolutely intense intensity, and they're doing a great job.
They are playing with intense intensity, no matter how you say it.
No, it doesn't matter. They're playing like it's a playoff game. I know it's the first game. I know it's an exhibition game, but you got to like the way that they're playing. The only thing I'm seeing is, like I mentioned earlier, the timing, and that's going to be key. If you got to work out the bugs. You got to work out the kinks. You got to be able to make sure that everything, everyone is in sync. Just like when Wells tossed it up to Chavis, you know, it was a good play. I like it a lot. If it works, it works. But it looked like the timing's just a little off. Something they'll work on. You draw them just a little too far. But you know what? It's no worries. It's the first game. They're playing very great. Just get the timing down, and you're off and running.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it was just a little bit of a – it was a baseball pass, fans, way down the court from Michael Wells. And Wells is such a strong guy, I think he could probably throw a basketball 50 yards if he had to. So he chucked it the length of the court and just overthrew Chavis a little bit. Luckily, when you got a guy like Chavis there on the end line, though, he's able to save just about everything. Nothing gets away from Chavis, seemingly so. End of the timeout has come, fans. 11.5 to go in the first half. Speaking of Adam Chavis, number 40, he's right here in front of us. Good old Adam Chavis. Brings it in to Carrillo, and we're back underway, fans. That's the end of the timeout. Carrillo now in the middle of the house. He looks through his guy, Monty. Now he goes between the legs. Good handwork there by Carrillo. He gets it off, and a great pass by Carrillo gets it to Haysbert. Haysbert couldn't get it to fall, but they get it off to, yeah, Haysbert is the guy. Haysbert gets the deuce, and the Penguins are up 14-8. 11-10, I thought he passed it off to Hart at the last second, but he took it himself. Penguin cheerleaders in the northern end of the Conlin Center down there with Chili. They're going nuts in a good way. 11:05 to go, fans. First half action. Carrillo's got it. He looks down the right side. Now they get it down low. Over to Haysbert, who just scored. Back outside, Wells wants to shoot three. No Haysbert. He goes top of the key, right wing over to Adam. Now Chavis with a three ball on the way from 22. Yes! Adam Chavis buries the double deuce. 17-8. 10:40 to go, fans. First half action. Penguins now on defense. Driving it in with a ton of power is Monier. Monier couldn't get it go. Here goes Michael Wells from 21. He can't get the three to fall. That's his third miss from long range. Wells, a three-point specialist. 10:17 to go, fans. Three ball now on the way by the Pioneers. Gonzalez, no. Good rebound by Hart. passed off to Mike Wells on the way, gets down into the paint, whistle. 17-8 coming up on 10 minutes. Killian Larson re-enters the game in place of Connor Haysbert. Haysbert's had some great minutes so far, Hunter.
Absolutely. Stu, the Penguins finished 10-17 last year overall. Unfortunately, not the greatest record, but this year looking to improve on that.
Quick up and in from Wells to Chavis. Chavis with a three-foot turnaround hopper, easily, softly, delicately down. 17-8.
Wasn't it 17?
Did they give us those? I don't know. Carrillo, I think so too.
They just changed it on the scoreboard.
Oh, there we go. 19-8. They finally changed it. Carrillo with the rebound. He gets it off to Chavis on the way. Chavis with the offensive foul under the bucket. Chavis drives in baseline right side. 19-8. But the Pioneers get the ball back after the foul by Chavis. That's the seventh committed by the DUs in the first half. Check it, the sixth. While only four have been committed by the Pioneers.
Stu mentioned the 7-9 conference mark last year. The Penguins are pegged to finish sixth place this year. If they play like this, though, I'm talking to Killian Larson. He said there's no way they're going to finish sixth. They've got too much confidence in this team.
Yeah, they're just too good. Look at it last year. They were picked last year to finish last, and the Penguins surprised everybody with a tremendous season. Everybody was afraid of the Penguins. Now Larson with a big steal in the paint. 9:25, gets it off to Carrillo. No look to Chavis. Left side, Chavis draws a foul after a great blind pass from Carrillo. 19-8, 9:22 to go. Foul is committed against Adam Chavis, committed by Daniel Monier. That's his first. Monier, the 6'3" freshman out of Bakersfield, rung up. That's the fifth for the Pioneers. The Penguins with seven. Adam on the line. Well, you remember Ray Chavis, Adam's brother from years ago, one of the great three-point shooters in DU history. Boy, the Chavis brothers were a great 1-2 punch. Adam at 6'5", Ray was a six-footer. Ray was one of the great three-point shooters in DU history, won a championship. 19-8, it's Adam with a horseshoe, misses the first one. Bounces it twice, stares it down. On the way. Missed it, exact same miss. He missed them both to the right. Spit out left side, 0 for 2, Chavis on the line. 9:21 goes out of bounds on the baseline. I don't think Tavani's too worried about that. Penguins now with full court pressure. All the guys growing beards now in November. No shave November here on campus. Three ball on the way by Sterling Thompson, a 6'4" junior out of Orlando. Left side for the Pioneers, he missed it. Check it, that was not Sterling Thompson. That was Josh Jewett who got the start tonight. I misread the number there, the 6'8" junior out of Phoenix. Xavier Muldrow getting ready to re-enter. Carrillo to bring it up. 19:08 to go. 19-8 in favor of the Mighty Penguins. Carrillo left corner. Spins 360. He's got Monty on him. He passes it back out to Leon Hart. Hart goes over to the right side. Now three ball by Carrillo. No. From the left wing, deep. Rebound by Reneker. Left side. Oh, nice stutter step move. But a massive rejection by Killian Larson. Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup. Two ball.
What a job by Killian Larson up front there, Stu. That's the key to the big man up front. You just put the hand up and say no.
Larson with a massive rejection. That led to two of a great rebound by Carrillo. Killian Larson, by the way, has an 8-foot wingspan, fans, a 6-foot tenor. Killian Larson, the comm major. Larson had a superb year last year, his freshman campaign. Gained 60 pounds in the offseason, and Killian's going to be a serious force to be reckoned with, fans, if not this year, certainly next year in his senior campaign. But Killian's already at 6'10 and about 260. He's a tough man to – I would not want to work him down low. That's for sure. Daniel Chaladinas has come in tonight. Chaladinas has entered along with Xavier. Good work there by Miles Carrillo. Excellent minutes. He's out. Mike Wells, Chaladinas, Killian, Hart. And there's one more Penguin that I missed, but I can't figure out who it is. Did I get them all? I think I did. Okay, here we go, fans. 8 minutes exactly. Penguins on top, 21-8. Good foot fake set up by Canton. Catalan, and he takes a shot, falls on the right hip. It's a stinger there. Catalan can't get it to go. Media timeout has been called by guess who? The media. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California.
Hunter Hornstein here alongside Stuart Horn and DJ P. Daniel Chaladitz, one of the freshmen on this team that Coach Brett Tavani's brought in. In talking to him, asking him, what was your main reason for coming to this game, or for coming to this school and coming to Dominican and wanting to play for a small school like that? He is from Washington, Seattle, so he is not a California native, coming to beautiful San Rafael. His answer, I wanted to play for the coach. And that's huge, Stu. When a coach is able to bring in players for the sole purpose of him, his name, and the way that he plays the game, if he can get them to be able to buy into what they say, he's going to be very successful. A head coach is the most important guy, I think, on any team. You can see what other head coaches do, and you can see how head coaches can either be very successful and lose control of a team, lose control of a clubhouse, or you can see how the players buy into what they say. And if they do, they're eating out of the palm of your hand, and they will go with you for the ride. And I'll tell you what, these Dominican Penguins got themselves believing that they are a fantastic team.
Well, they've got me believing, that's for sure. What a pleasure it is to be here in the Conlin Center once again, fans. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein with you. Exciting night. Just an exhibition, but it really does feel like opening night. Of course, we won't actually open for well over a month. We'll be back December 17th. That's the next time we're on the air. But for now, here we go, fans. 7:51 to go. Short side. Pioneers right under the hoop. Inbounds. Oh, Xavier almost stole it away. But instead, Reniker comes up with it. He's got it now. Top of the key. He's got Wells on him. Now they go left wing over to Catalan. Catalan had that hip stinger a minute ago. He passes it off to Jiang. Jiang goes up, and he's almost squished there by four Penguins right under the hoop. Jiang was lying on the floor. And the foul is against the 6'10" Killian Larson. Where's number 44? That's Willie McCovey's old number. And for those of you who remember Willie McCovey, of course, one of the great Giants first basemen. They called him Stretch back then, Piob. You knew that. Of course, the Giants just won the World Series just a couple of days ago. So those of us here in the Bay Area, the greater Bay Area, are loving it. 7:37 to go, fans. And the second one is good. One for two from the line. 21-9. Penguins way on top of this one. Now Xavier Muldrow's got it. He's at midcourt. He goes left side over to Michael Wells. Wells on the left wing. Coach Tavani screams out, relax. And the Penguins don't relax. They tighten up and give it away. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Bringing it across the timeline on the left side is Jiang. He goes left side over to Reniker. Reniker with the stutter step against Mike Wells, 360 spinner. He goes down low. No look to Sepulveda, but Sepulveda can't come up with it. Instead, the Penguins get it. Leon Hart takes it the distance, and right at the end line, he muffs it out of bounds.
You mentioned Coach Tavani saying, relax, relax, relax. It's something that they haven't been doing lately early on in the game. Very composed, very calm, collected, and very deliberate in what they were doing with the basketball. Right now, they seem to be pressing just a little bit too much.
21-9, fans, inside of 7 minutes. First half action. Don't forget, halftime extravaganza with Hunter and Piob. Now, Killian with a steal. Killian with a rebound. He passes it off at the last second to Ian Collins. Collins, a new recruit. He takes it down. He missed it. Collins had a good look at it, but he couldn't convert. Reniker right side all alone. Reniker cops it up. Penguin cheerleaders have it. And the Penguin cheerleaders are not allowed to shoot it. So even if they do shoot it and score, it doesn't count. Inside of 6.5, fans. Now Xavier brings it across the insignia. Xavier being guarded very closely by Jiang. Now top of the key to Chaladinas. Chaladinas' first year with the Penguins. Chaladinas wears 34. That's Adam Chavez's old number. Wow. Chavez is on the floor wearing number 40. Chaladinas has got a nice lucky number as the Penguins shoot the deuce, can't get it. Down with it right side. Jiang has it. Now he passes it off to Reniker left side. Stutter step, good move by Bell. Bell passes it off at the last second to Jewett. Jewett with the start tonight, and he walks with it after he's forced to travel by Leon Hart.
Yeah, absolutely. He held onto the ball, took one and then two, too many steps. Nice defense there by the Penguins forcing that travel.
6 minutes exactly, fans. First half action. Penguins with the unforced error. the recipient of after the force. Uh-oh, off the fingertips of Killian Larson, but it's saved somehow by Hart. Oh, the Penguins have it out on the right wing. Here is Xavier, left side, no look to Killian all alone. Uh-oh, Killian has it stripped away. Good move by Jang to reach in. Very sneaky move. Well, that Jang is crafty. He reached in right behind Killian Larson and stripped it away from him. But it looks like Killian may have been fouled. We'll find out. Everybody's lining up, and Xavier was fouled. I see Chili the Penguin is right in front of the student cheering section known as the Icebox here at the Conlon Center. After 10 years since the Conlon Center opened, we finally got ourselves a real student section name. It's called the Icebox. On the line with 5:40 to go is Xavier Muldrow. Brendan Holmes gets ready to enter the game, and the freebie is missed. Clock rolls, 5:35 to go, 21-9. Shot clock on at 30, down low. Here's Hart, right side. Hart for two from 16 feet is good, 23-9. Penguins have committed 9 fouls, looking at the double bonus. 5:20 to go, fans, first half. Penguins on defense. Oh, the Penguins are playing some massive defense as Bell's got it. Bell has nothing to do with it. And now, 3 seconds in the key. So the Penguins get it again. The Penguins playing some massive defense. That's what Tavani's known for. Chelidinas out in his place. Brendan Holmes. Holmes' first minutes tonight. Also in there, Ian Collins for the Penguins. With Hart, with Muldrow, with Holmes. Here's Holmes, three ball on the way. Oh, just a little bit deep. Wanted him to make that one. Nice stutter step by Hart. No, check it. That's not Hart. That's Collins from the right edge. He drives it in on the baseline, stutter steps, and can't get it to go. 23-9 inside of 5 minutes. Piob very excited. The sophomore Piob gets very excited. 23-9. I can't blame you. Full house here on the home side. Quite a few fans on the visiting side. I mentioned Al Flack earlier during the pregame ceremony, and Al Flack is here, the Melbourne Australian, one of the great DUs in history, the history of the Penguins. Four-year Penguin was Flack. Played some great ball for Tavani. The first free ball by Sepulveda is no good. As my buddy Josh Johnson used to say, when they give them to you for free, you got to take them. And he missed them both. But Jouet with the rebound. Left side, Pioneers have it. They're thinking three. They want to make up for those two missed free throws. Jang, left side, falling on it. The Penguins. Collins falls on top of it, along with Xavier Muldrow and Michael Jang. So that's going to give the ball to the Penguins with 4:40 to go. 23-9, fans. Xavier's got it in the back court. He brings it up left side. Now he drifts over to the right. Way out on the wing. Too far to shoot it is Collins. Collins wanted to shoot it, but he didn't shoot it. He gets it off to Hart, top of the key. Now to Xavier. Now Collins, left side, gets a better look. Way over. Holmes on the way, three ball, deep. 23-9, down with the Pioneers. That's 2 3 ball attempts by Holmes. Like to see him to get one of those to fall. Now in transition, Michael Jang puts it down with a nice soft layup, and walking with it is Holmes. 23-11, Holmes had it just for an instant. He took an extra step. Timeout has been called with 4:09 to go. With analysis, here is my partner, Hunter Horenstein.
Well, the refs tonight, Stu, have been all over the calls right now, doing a good job, not being stingy at all. And like we mentioned, we continue to say it's the exhibition game. It's the first one. There's going to be a little bit of butterflies, a little bit of adrenaline going. It looked like that's what was going on in that first couple of minutes. Dominican got off to a fantastic start. They were able to get going. They were just all over the place, scoring, playing defense, and now they've kind of gotten into a little bit of a drought as far as shooting, as far as scoring, as far as holding onto the ball. All that adrenaline may be wearing off right now. They've got to make sure they keep themselves composed and make sure that they're just calm and cool and collective, Stu, because like you mentioned, Tavani stresses defense, and you can't rush defense. You start rushing your defense, you're going to find yourself in trouble.
Yeah, Tavani stresses defense so much, he wrote a book called Defending the Middle Half. If you look on Amazon.com, you can buy it. Tavani's a 30-year basketball coach veteran in Marin County. Guy knows his defense. Here goes a big, long three ball by Reniker. Goes down. Reniker, the 6'3" senior, has been in the Conlin Center several times before, and that guy has a sweet three ball touch. Up and under by Keenan Hale. And Hale got stuffed, but then he gets it to fall and draws the foul. 25-14, 3:44. Keenan Hale on the line with a three-point attempt. And a timeout has been called. This is a media timeout, fans. Brandon Davis is in the house, and you wanted to mention something about Keenan Hale.
Keenan Hale, another freshman on this team. You know, they're very, very talented offensively, talented defensively. And I'll tell you what, we mentioned this with the volleyball team, a very young team and a very exciting team to watch. I think we all agree, Piab as well as Stuart Horn, I think we all agree here that Savani brought in a very good recruiting class, a very talented freshman. You've already seen what guys like Connor Haysbert's done, guys like Keenan Hale and Daniel Chelidinas, excuse me, and James McKean. But you got to be excited about the future. They're very good, especially with the sophomores that are turning into those veteran guys, the guys with the leadership roles, guys like, I'm talking about Killian Larson, the big man up front, so far have really been doing well. Very, very exciting to watch early on. That's going to just add on to the excitement to come this season, Stu.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if it matters to anybody, but the Penguins are just a bunch of nice guys. I mean, they really are. You look at Killian Larson. Killian Larson is a threat across the conference. 6'10", 260. He's also one of the nicest guys I know. 3:44 to go. So's Piob. He's a pretty nice guy, too. Hunter, you're not too bad yourself.
Down to earth, I think, is a great way to call these basketball players. Very down to earth, very open, and just love the game.
Here's a new face on the roster, and this is Keenan Hale. He's on the line. His first attempt at free throw. Thank you, Joey Sullivan. On the way, Keenan Hale converts a three-point play. So far, the Penguins playing pretty nice, 12 for 27. Penguins shooting 44%. Coming up on 3.5, fans, in the first half. 26-14, Penguins steal it away. Hale with a steal, midcourt, 360. Spinner, he dumps it off to Leon Hart at the last second. Keenan Hale with the assist to Hart. And the foul, 28-14 on the line, will be Leon Hart, the 6'5 senior out of Hayward. First game for Hart in a Penguin uniform. Hart is a senior at 6'5". It says he came out of Hayward High School, but he must have transferred, although I'm not sure from where.
I'm not either. We'll get right on that, try to find that out for you, fans.
What, Ohlone College?
No, he couldn't have. 28-14, 3:30 to go. Piob, I think that was erroneous. Okay, came out of Kentucky. All right, played his collegiate ball in Kentucky. Going to be with us for 1 year, it sounds like, 29-14. Piob, our correspondent, on the side of the court. Ooh, a near pinch move by Reniker. I can't believe they didn't call it on him. This is an exhibition game because it really looked like Reniker walked with it there. Reniker, right side, three ball, missed it right. From the right corner, down with it, Hale. Good move there by Hale. Hale just flailed the elbows, got everybody away from him, and then slowed things down nicely, 29-14. Right side by Sokol, who's entered the game, the other 6'10er for the Penguin squad. Penguins have got the Twin Towers in Sokol and Larson. Left side goes down by Xavier, gets it off to Hart, and Hart not only knocks down the hammer jam, but pulls the front of the rim down about a foot. Almost broke the backboard, which we've seen one time here in the Conlin Center when J.J. Myatt did it several years ago. Good old Myatt out of Verde, Nevada, 31-14. Myatt was a very interesting Penguin, one of the great Penguins in DU history, one of the forwards. Myatt was in there at about 6'6". Good shooter, Myatt. One day during practice, though, as Hale goes to the line, tell you this little story, Hunter. Myatt, who wore number 44 in his senior campaign, changed it to number 30. Thought his luck needed some change. In practice, went up for a hammer jam as the first one by Hale goes down. Went up for the hammer jam. And the Verde, Nevada native, J.J. Myatt, broke the backboard. There was glass all over the place. He was very excited about it, though. I mean, everybody was kind of excited about it. I'm not sure why, but he really took pride in that move. 32-14 as Hale goes to the line. The second one is missed way right and tipped out Pioneers with a rebound. 32-14, 2.5 to go, fans. Reniker right side with a runner against Lewis. Lewis has re-entered the game. Lewis forced the issue. It came out off of Reniker's right leg. 2:25 to go. Chavez gets ready to re-enter. Inbounds Hale to Carrillo. Sokol, Lewis, and Hart, the other three DUs on the floor. 2:15 to go. Hart, right side. He's got Reniker on him. He's way out there on the wing at about 30. He's not going to shoot it. Now Lewis drifts around. Now he wants to pass it off to Carrillo. Carrillo's not open. Now he does find Carrillo. No-look pass down low to Keenan Hale on the right elbow. He drifts in the paint toward the baseline. Can't get it to go. Hart out. Chavez back in there now. Coming up on 2 minutes. Penguins in control, 32-14 against the Pioneers from Pacific Union College. Now Pacific Union's got it. They're trying to get it down low, but Chavez won't let him get in there. Now with a foot fake, Colin Monty's come in. He passes it back off to Bell. Bell can't get in there. Bell against Sokol. Sokol let Bell have a little sniff of the palm as Bell went up. We scored the deuce over the top of the 6'10" Sokol. That's not an easy thing to do. Then Sokol slammed the palm of his hand right against his chin on the way up. He'll go to the line.
Sokol, 6'10". Him and Killian Larson, the tallest guys on this team, the Twin Towers, as Stu Horn likes to call them.
I do like to call them that, 6'10" apiece. Any way you look at it, that's about 19 feet of penguin. Buck and a half to go, fans. 32-17. The freebie's good. Lewis now with a jumper. Left elbow good. And Mark Lewis with the can pull it up. And soft one in there, the six-footer. Lewis can get hops as good as anybody. And I'm not just saying that because he's my buddy. I'm saying that because he's a great player as well as a great penguin. Now with the up and under by Will Bell. Bell had a lot of time in the air, though. I mean, he was up there forever. And he had the ball up high, then he brought it down low, then he brought it back up high before he finally released it.
Does he get style points for that one, Stu?
There was a lot of style in it, but he didn't score. But he does get, he did draw the foul, 34-17. The Penguins have now doubled the score of the Pioneers. This freebie is a high, majestic arc, very high. Kind of half of an oblong shape on the way, and it goes down. 1:19 to go after the second one is missed. Lewis with a rebound. Lewis, bullet pass to Chavez. Chavez one-on-one on the way. Chavez gets stuffed. He ends up on his butt with the ball in his hands. He throws it away. Now they're bringing it up very quickly to Reniker. Over to the right side. Reniker dumps it off to Monnier. And Monnier scores the deuce. 34-20 inside of a minute, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Carrillo's got it. Top of the key. Hale left side. Adam Chavez got the new tennies on. No look. Hale thinking about it. Three. Top of the key. 22 on the shot. Behind the back, Carrillo. No look over to the right side. Over to Lewis. 19. Now they get it to Sokol. 17. Hale left side. 15. Three ball on the way. Chavez. Adam Chavez buries the three ball. 30 seconds to go. 37-20 Penguins. Now they bring it up. Pioneers have it. Between the legs. Dumps off the scissor legs. Too much defense. Up and under, hits the bottom of the backboard. 23 seconds to go, shot clock is off. Mark Lewis gonna go coast to coast with a nice fake. Lewis goes up, no good. The putback now by Miles Carrillo does not fall, but Lewis gets his own rebound after Carrillo missed it. Now he gives it away. Now it's 5-on-4. Reniker over to the right side. Monnier on the way, whistle with 6.2 seconds. Monnier will go to the line.
Not sure about that last one with Mark Lewis in front of the net there. Probably should have taken it out. Kind of, you had time. Might have just stressed the issue a little too much there.
Well, you know what? I think he saw that Carrillo had the wide open shot and missed it. And then you're right, he pushed it because he felt like Carrillo should have made it. He wanted to help his guy out and pick him up. Freebie from Monnier is good. Monnier, the 6'3" freshman out of Bakersfield. And Mike Wells will come in for the final 6.5 seconds in place of good old Adam Chavez. Chavez, great to see Chavez back. His first half of work for the senior, number 40, Chavez. one of the great Penguins in DU history. I wouldn't be surprised to see Chavis end up in the Penguin Hall of Fame someday. But that's a long way from now. 37-22. 6.2 seconds to go after that free throw goes. Hale will bring it in. Full court pressure. Three Pioneers in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Carrillo, four. Across the timeline, three. Carrillo with a jumper, two. On the way, misses short. That's the end of the first half, fans. 37-22. Penguins on top comfortably. We are going to take a break, fans. And when we come back, Piob and Hunter Hornstein will have the halftime extravaganza. You are listening to NC2A Basketball Penguin Style on the radio home of the Penguins Radio. Dominican.edu.
They've been doing entirely in the first half. The Pioneers' first game of the season went well for them. They never trailed during the 40 minutes of the game, and they had a 10-point lead, which they never dropped. And number two, watch out for the stars, which is Steve Catalan and Aaron Reinacher. Yeah, they are the two stars that can kill you inside and out, and they have that post play, so you gotta watch out for them. Catalan and Reinacher, I'll say that again, Catalan and Reinacher, they are the stars of the game for the Pacific Union Pioneers. And don't forget number three, you gotta play aggressive. If they haven't trailed the entire game from their first preseason game, then you have to attack the paint, and that's what they've been doing hard. Leon Hart, Ian Collins, the slashers of today's game, been playing excellent. And here comes Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins.
All right, thank you very much, Piob. Good job on the halftime extravaganza, fans. We are back on the way, 6 seconds into it, and a quick travel committed by Will Bell. Bell, who had a lot of minutes in the first half and did a number on the Penguins. However, the Penguins did a number on the Pioneers, 37-22. Penguins had a very nice first half, very clean. Penguins have their starters in the second half with a nice three ball set up by Colin Monty. Monty from the top of the key goes three ball straight away. Good shot there. 40-22. Here's the up and under by Catalan. Catalan had a lot of minutes in the first half. Here's Lewis with the given. Oh, alley oop. A lot of alley and a lot of oop there by Mark Lewis, and that sends the crowd into a frenzy as Lewis set up Ian Collins on the way. Collins flew through the air and had it drop. Good work there by Collins and Lewis to set up the alley-oop. Subsequently, Reinacher with a foul. And that's Reinacher's second as the towel people are out on the floor wiping things up. Penguins now attacking the northern end of the Conlin Center, having switched sides. Penguins up by 20, 42-22. Coming up on 19 minutes. Here's Xavier. Xavier gets it down low to Killian Larson with an easy turnaround jumper by the big man. Larson at 6'10", softly pounds one in there. 18:47 to go. We're going to get a few minutes into the second half as the whistle blows, and then Piob's going to take over the play-by-play. His first attempt on basketball play-by-play. Piob, one of our star broadcasters here at radio.dominican.edu, get his first shot at the play-by-play in basketball tonight. Penguins comfortably in the lead. 44-22, 18:45 to go. Hunter will come back in on color. You're listening worldwide, NC2A Basketball from the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. On the line for the Pioneers is number 25, Stephen Catalan, a 6'2 senior out of Loma Linda. That's down south. And the first one is very deep, can't get it to fall. Penguin cheerleaders in the house, 10 strong. Terry Toomey, he's here as usual. Our magnificent AD is Toomey. 18:44 to go as the second one goes down. 44-23, DU's with a packed house. Tons of Penguins in the house. I mean, this place is loaded for an exhibition game. 360 spinner by Adam Chavis, and it gets stuffed. At the last second, going up with it is Killian, and Killian gets nailed. And Larson will go to the line with 18:26 to go. Now, for the first time ever, fans, in history, never been heard before, with the play-by-play, here is Patrick Kayabyam.
That's right. Killian Larson just stepped up well and actually made a great move to get himself to the line. I love that move. I love to see a big man get aggressive in the paint. It reminds me a lot of how a true big man is supposed to play this game. Killian Larson nails both free throws, and here comes the attack for Pacific Union. Will Bell passes it off to Catalan, a Filipino native. Catalan tries to shake Ian Collins off. Collins passes off to Jiang, passes off to Manny Gonzalez, to Daniel Sapuvala for two. Collins drives the lane, gets stripped by Catalan, but there's a foul on Catalan, Penguins ball.
Yeah, the Penguins got lucky on that one, P. The foul from Catalan gives the ball back to the Penguins.
That's right, the Penguins coming back. Chavez with the ball, shoots it, misses, rebound by Pacific Union. Catalan presses the paint, looks left, tries to throw it back to Sepulveda. Penguins steal it, and here comes Mark Lewis, your school president, for two. Lay it up in Yingdom, fella. 47-25, Penguins lead. Coming up on the court is Will Bell, supporting Kobe Bryant's number. Seems to have Stu a little upset about that play. Passes it off to Aaron Rennacher. One of the captains makes a great move, rebounded by Jiang, but Chavez comes up with a loose ball, loses it himself, and Rennacher has it, makes a good move, rebound by Catalan, and what a big rebound by the 6'10" man, Killian Larson. Collins passes it back to the captain, Mark Lewis. Checking to the bench is Leon Hart. Lewis has the ball. Back to Killian Larson. Larson makes a post move to Collins for three. No, sir, just off the rim. Xavier Mulholland tries to dive for it, but it goes out of bounds, and it is Pacific Union ball. I love the aggressive play that the Penguins are playing here tonight on opening day. You gotta love it.
Absolutely. You have to be aggressive in this situation. You're playing great defense. If you're aggressive on offense, though, just put up some more and put this game out of reach, P. Put it down right now.
Yeah, you got to put it down right now. It's a 22-point game, and the Penguins are ready to play some defense. They're pressing the paint. And here it comes, Mike Lewis guarding Will Bell. Bell pressing again. The famous Kobe Bryant number, he does a Kobe move by crossing it over. Back to Jiang. Jiang passes to Rennacher for three, and yes, sir, count it. They're back in the game, and they bring it down to 19. And here comes Xavier to Leon Hart. That's an easy play. Easy does it. Piece of cake, Leon Hart. Nice play.
Nice job, Leon Hart, just waiting for that ball, and then he knew what to do with it. Put it in that basket.
Yeah, Will Bell. Double team stolen by Xavier, and lay it up and in, young fella. I love that move. Number 30, Xavier McNally, the junior from San Francisco. He must be excited that the Giants won the World Series because he's playing with aggression. What do you say?
I'll tell you what, the absolutely enthusiastic bench is up, screaming. They are absolutely stoked on this right now. So is the crowd here at Conlin Center. And a fantastic crowd, P-Op. And we say this is an exhibition game, but you know what? They're playing like it's a playoff game. You could even say they're playing like it's a finals game right here. Just defensive prowess, so fast on the defense that they got some great quick players. And when you have that ability to just explode with that speed, you see what we just saw. You see steals, you see great just ball movement. A fantastic job so far. I am excited for the rest of this year.
That's right, Hunter. Me and you will be doing a lot of basketball right now. So I tell you what, son. Sit down, let's get a towel, wipe the sweat off our face, and enjoy this game because the Penguins are playing excellent basketball with 16 minutes left in this game. You gotta say, do not give up, even though you are up by 23 points. These Penguins got to love how they're playing today. The cheerleaders supported by DJ Spice, a radio character for radio.dominican.edu, is playing excellent. You gotta love how we're playing today. And my golly, Leon Hart, Mike Lewis, on Hand in Hand today, not to mention Killian Larson, Xavier McNally, and Ian Collins. And not to mention Ian Collins was on the commercial for Dominican.edu because that dunk over Xavier McNally. Yeah, you gotta love what they're doing right there.
Absolutely. The commercial for our debate for our school, you can see that on DominicanAthletics.com. You mentioned it, that dunk. And you know what? It's just a matter of time till we're going to see that in real time.
And check it out, the icebox filled with many DU heads, supported by my buddies over there, Justin Mara, Darian Webster, Andrew Alvarez, known as DJ AA. But Jiang has the ball, and he's going to push it up court for Pacific Union. Pacific Union has the ball, and so does Jiang. Tries to cross over Xavier, and it's a loose ball picked up, rebounded by Josh Jewett over to number 33, Connie McNally, the freshman, 5'10" man, to Jiang for three, doesn't hit rim, and Killian tosses it over to Mike Lewis. Lewis presses the paint, lays it up, and in! What a move by the Dominican Penguins!
I'll tell you what, anything and everything is going right for the Penguins right now. Pacific Union just doesn't look in sync while the Penguins are just flying high.
Will Bell flies high, tries to lay it up for two, but Killian Larson showing that 60 pounds he gained and rebounds it hard, passes it over to Xavier McNally. McNally passes it over to Ian Collins. Hart now has the ball on the top of the key. Back to McNally. McNally passes it to Collins, stutter steps, but the ref says he travels. The crowd doesn't like it. And it seems like it's going to be Pacific Union ball, and here's a timeout by the media.
I don't know about that last play, that last call there, Piab. I know we mentioned that the refs have been pretty good so far, you know, not being too stingy, but I'll tell you what, it's getting loud in here. And the Collins Center, the Icebox, the newly named Icebox here at Dominican University. We did mayhem, Midnight Mayhem, where they were able to unveil the Icebox, and I'll tell you what, it's louder now than it was. And shout out to our AD, the Tombstone, Terry Toomey. He just absolutely loves your enthusiasm, doesn't he, B-Op?
Yeah, he does. And I gotta say, your boy Hunter, Keenan Hale, the freshman 6'5" from Lincoln, San Francisco. I see you patting me on the back because you love this kid, Hunter. Keenan Hale from San Francisco.
In talking to Keenan Hale before the season, I said, how excited are you to finally, you know, strap on the shoes and go at it at the college level? He said he's more than excited. He knows that this team's good. The team themselves know they're good. They know that they're better than a sixth-place finish that they're predicted to be, and right now they're showing it. And it comes down to defense, B-Up. Defense wins championships, and they are just proving it right now.
That's right, our coach for Dominican, you gotta love him, Brett Tuiovanni. He's teaching the squad defense, and right now, the Pacific Union Pioneers have the ball. Jiang is guarded by Lewis, double team, here comes Collins. Hart passes it, he's guarding Catalani, and he takes it to the lane. Catalan takes it to the lane, foul on Leon Hart. There's one foul on the home, actually two fouls now on the home team, near the penalty. Fives at the penalty, and now Catalan's at the line. Catalan made an aggressive move, crossed over Leon Hart, and he shaked his hands in frustration because he knows he's a defensive specialist. Catalan shoots the first one, misses it, right hand over.
That's been key so far right now. The free throw shots, the percentage is not very good for Pacific Union, and that's something, like Josh Johnson always says, if you get the free ones, you gotta make them.
Yeah, and checking in for the Penguins for Killian Larson is 43, Connor Haysbert, the new freshman, passes it over to Ian Collins, lays it in for two. You gotta love how they're pressing the paint and pushing up court, looking like the Golden State Warriors offense out here. You gotta love it. Jiang crosses over Ian Collins, runs baseline for two. Easy does it, young fella, number 20, hustling back on defense. Running is Mark Lewis, coast to coast. To Haysbert, misses the first layup. Sent away by a Pacific Union Pioneer, and Xavier McNally presses the paint, doesn't do it. Now, there's Leon Hart for two. In and out, Ian Collins. has the ball, and they're saying there's a foul on number 43, and that on 45, I'm sorry, Leon Hart. And now Catalan will check in for the Pacific Pioneers.
I'll tell you what, that's a tough break right there for the Penguins. Looks like everybody was shooting. Nobody could make it.
That's right, and now bringing it up court is Manny Gonzalez, but it's stolen by Leon Hart. There goes the defensive specialist, Mark Lewis. Coast to coast, no! The alley-oop is a no, no do. Now coming in is the big man, Colin Monty, the freshman from San Francisco. Passes it up, and it's off a Penguin.
It looks like Leon over there just tried to get his hands in to steal it. Maybe a miscommunication there, let the ball go. I'm not exactly sure, but it hits off, and it goes out of bounds. Timeout right here.
Brett Savani calls timeout. He's in disappointment right now. He doesn't know what's going on because they scored three easy points for the Pacific Union Pioneers. Right now, Brett Savani calls a timeout, making sure this game does not go out of hand for the Penguins. Because right now, they got the game in wrap burrito because they're up by 25 points, and you got to love what they're doing. And so do the Penguin cheerleaders right there, supported by DJ Spice. And Hunter loves these games. His friend Rhea Falealili, the star of volleyball's in the house. And she's a jackrabbit, ain't she, Hunter?
Absolutely. A Long Beach native. For those of you who don't listen to whole much of volleyball, I'm always shouting out to the Long Beach native, myself from Long Beach, California. But it's not about me. It's about the Penguins right now. And I'm telling you what, the DU Penguins, they're predicted to finish sixth in this conference. P-up, if they play like this all season, I'm not sure that they'll finish sixth. They probably are going to finish higher.
Yeah, most definitely. I predicted it myself. I'm not being biased, but I predicted number three in the division. There's so many tough names, such as Menlo College and everyone else, but the Penguins are playing excellent ball and excellent defense, and that's why Brett Savani calls timeout to play some defense, and Mike Wells is in, Big Wellsy, in to play some D and maybe shoot the three ball. Here it comes, ball over to Manny Gonzalez, drives the lane, pushes off, Miles Carrillo, back to Catalan, back to Bell. Bell, supporting Kobe Bryant's number, tries to go up and over, but Mike Wells is charged with a foul, number 10.
Yeah, it looked like Wells maybe have wrapped around him a little bit, maybe got an elbow in there. You can't do that. Nice defense, though. I like the aggressiveness. Just can't get called on it.
Yeah, and here comes the big Pacific Unions right there. Pass to Bell, back to Catalan. Catalan is guarded by Daniel Chadalis. Chadalis is a freshman that's playing well. He's from Seattle, Washington, 6'6". He's a big guy, and he's actually trying to put on more weight, the same weight Killian Larson did in the offseason. Now, coming in is Josh Jewett. He's on the line. He was fouled. And Jewett, ready now. Jewett goes down really low for his free throw and misses it off back iron.
Yeah, he was fouled by number 10, Mike Wells. Mike didn't like the call at all. Kind of shouting at the refs, and that's not something you see from him. Mike Wells, a very nice guy, very down to earth.
Yeah, Mike Wells, perception is reality. In and out by Pacific Union. Leon Hart will push the floor. He's 6'4". He's a big man that has handles. And it's back to Carrillo. Wells tripped over, looking for Haysbert in the paint. He gives it to Haysbert, back to Wells. Wells, he likes that shot, but he's guarded heavily by Gonzalez. And it's passed to Chadalis. Haysbert tries to rebound, but no, it's a foul on Haysbert. That's his third on the night, and he's mugging the referee. He shouldn't do that.
No, keep your mouth shut, bud. Just put your head down and run to the other end of the court. You don't want to get thrown out of this game.
Now Bell crosses over. Ian Collins does a behind-the-back move to Gonzalez, and he passes to Catalan. A dangerous pass. Cross court. Catalan goes coast to coast. Does not go. Carrillo going. Shoots from the free throw line. Misses. Haysbert tries to rebound, but it's rebound by the Filipino Catalan. Catalan passes it over to Monty, but Wells has the ball and he'll press it. Wells passes it over. Looks for Chadalis. It's tripped up by Catalan. And there's a foul on the defensive side by Wellsy again. Colin Monty is drawing many fouls on Wellsy. Mike Wells does not like the call, and he looks like he's in pain. Hopefully he did not injure his knee that he injured freshman year.
Now it looks like he's going to be okay. Maybe going to rub it out a little bit, but Mike Wells is a tough guy.
Yeah, Mike Wells, very famous in Penguin Radio. He's the host of Sports Night. And look who it is. Adam Chavez supporting that big fro Ben Wallace has. And he's checking in for Leon Hart. Leon Hart, one of my classmates in advanced writing and research. He has effort in the classroom and he has effort in the court. You gotta love his effort here today. Now to the line, Monty. Colin Monty, number 33, dribbles twice, looks at the paint, shoots it, and it's in. The Penguins' lead is cut. 55-31, Penguins lead it. Now Monty again at the line. Shoots it up, and he's 2 for 2 from the line, and here comes Miles Carrillo. Brett Teavani looking heavily from the bench. It's back to Chavalis. Now Chavez has it. Two hands on the ball. Now starts dribbling towards baseline. Back to Haysbert, the big boy. Passes it to Cofarillo for 3. No, sir. Rebounded by Chavez. Chavez now. He's at the 3-point line. He'll shoot a 3. Oh, he's 2 for 3 from 3-point range now. Looks like a jump ball. And it can be Penguins ball, maybe. But no. And it's now timeout by the Pioneers. Good play by number 10, Manny Gonzalez. Timeout while he's on the floor. You got to love that right there.
Absolutely. Manny Gonzalez, a senior. He's been here before, but 5'7". And you got to love the heart out of a kid like that in a sport that's dominated by the vertical height, I guess you could say. You don't see a whole lot of 5'7", 5'4", 5'6", guys. Ryan Francisco at 5'4", the shortest man on the Pioneer squad. As far as the Penguins are concerned, 5'7", red shirt David Santo is the shortest man. But you know what? It doesn't matter how big you are. It usually matters how big the fight is inside of you, P-Ub. And right now, the Penguins are fighting with a whole lot more than just vertical height.
Yeah, David Santo, the 5'7 freshman from San Jose, is right now in the Penguin stands watching his teammates go. He's a red shirt freshman from San Jose. Coming in right now, they toss it to Aaron Reniker, and Reniker passes it back to Colin Monty. Monty back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez is guarded by Carrillo, back to Aaron Reniker. And seeing his first playing time is Daniel Monier. Reniker airballs a 3. You gotta like that effort there, but it's almost stolen by Chadalis, but stolen by Haysbert. And going coast to coast is Adam Chavez, but he is fouled. He is fouled. He thought it was an offensive foul. Now there's a smile on his face. He'll take a trip to the line.
Would have really liked for him to get that one in there. Right again. Again, P-Ub, the defense in front of the net for the Penguins just suffocating the Pioneers right now.
Yeah, the defense that the Penguins have is very dominant. The Pioneers is a very small team. Check it out. 6'10" Tyler Sokol, 6'6" Daniel Chadalis, and 6'10" Killian Larson. This is a very large squad, not to mention defensive specialist in Leon Hart. This is a very big team, bigger than last year, and you gotta admit, this team can do it big, and they can do it strong in the paint, and they can shoot it on the outside. Size that can shoot, and size that can dominate the paint, you gotta love it, Hunter.
Speaking of big and strong, want to shout out sophomore guard Austin Bryant. He was named to the PacWest 2010-2011 men's basketball preseason all-conference team. Congratulations, Austin Bryant. You make your school very proud.
Yeah, Austin Bryant, I saw him play many times last year. He was my favorite player to watch. He once scored 40 points against USF in an effort loss that they had at USF, but Austin Bryant did bring the Penguins close to a victory. But now, you gotta admit, the Penguins do not have stars on this team. With Austin Bryant not there, you gotta love the effort. 55-32 with 11 minutes left in the game. The Penguins are ready to do it big here for a season opener. Remember, Pacific Union is no cakewalk. They gotta do it big, and they gotta do it strong, and they gotta finish this game strong. Right now, Penguins ball after the foul by Manny Gonzalez on Adam Chavez. Inbounded by Wells, back to Carrillo, over, back to 34, that's Chadalis. Chadalis loses the handle, but luckily, Chavez taps it over to Carrillo, back to Chavez. He's on the 3-point lane, back to Chadalis. Shadalis passes to Wells. That's a three, in and out. Rebounded by Manny Gonzalez. He'll push it. The 10's all around. Wells tries to steal it. Chavez tries to block it, but Gonzalez goes coast to coast. Lays it up. 55-34. A 21-point lead by the Penguins. And here it is. Passes it over to Connor Haysbert. Tries to go inside to Adam Chavez. It's stolen away. Sloppy basketball by the Penguins. Gonzalez has the ball, and it's back to Monty. Colin Monty. He's having it. He's slowing the pace down. Back to Aaron Reinacher. Reinacher passes it over to Monier. Monier passes it to Reinacher. Reinacher finds the open man for three. No, sir. Rebounded by Connor Haysbert, and he's fouled over and back. Penguins have the advantage, their ball.
Nice job by the Penguins to stay with that one, getting the ball back. You got it. Maybe feel for them a little bit of frustration, haven't been scoring with such prolificity that they were early on, but they still lead this game, still in control. They just got to get the ball to Adam Chavez.
Yeah, Adam Chavez, the hot star they has. It's his return after a big layoff from his junior year. He's a big fella, and he's got that big throw, and he's playing big today. Right now, it's back to Carrillo. Mike Wells for three, I'm sorry. In and out again. Mike Wells is not feeling it here in today's game. Monty passes it to Monier. Mike Wells slips and falls, and it's fouled by Connor Haysbert, the 6'6" freshman. Haysbert, 6'8" from Sacramento, seems to be that he is struggling right now. But remember, it's exhibition. You got to see a first-year man struggle in their first game of the season. But even though he's struggling, he is playing well, and he's playing with a lot of effort. To the line, however, is Josh Jewett. First shot. Missed, hits back iron. Checking in is Hunter's pal, Keenan Hale. And also number 21, that is Brendan Holmes. Wells and Chavez, my classmates, are checking out to the bench. And they're going to see how these young fellas play here in the preseason game with 10 minutes left in the ball game. 55-34. Oh, what a rebound. What a rebound that was by Reinacher. Reinacher passes it over back to Colin Monty. Monty tries to cross over. Passes it over to Reinacher. Reinacher hands it over to Colin Monty. It's tipped over by the freshman Carrillo. Carrillo now playing great defense. Playing man right now are the Penguins. And here it comes. Number 15 shoots it. That's Jewett. For three, rims in. 55-37, Penguins still lead it here at home at the Conlin Center. Carrillo calls the play while he goes down court. Hale does a screen over to Chavalis. Chavalis passes it over to Hale. He's in for two, and he's fouled in the post, in the block. And now Hale is back at the line with those big lines in his head. He's ready to play some ball.
I'm looking at the sidelines, completely different, opposite spectrums of coaches. Head coach Robert Castillo in his fourth season for the Pacific Union is up screaming his head off, yet our sixth season coach, Brett Devaney, just very calmly sitting in his chair.
Yeah, Keenan Hale, great call, Hunter. I love that call. But Keenan Hale right now, 6'5" freshman from San Francisco, nails his first free throw. Hale now trying to get money on this one, and he makes them both. Make one, make the second one, and that's a big play that they need. The lead's back to 20. Here it comes. Monty drives the lane to Reinacher. Aaron Reinacher, a captain for this squad, is stolen by freshman Carrillo. Carrillo driving the lane profusely. Passes it over for three, in and out. But Hale, what a big rebound that was. Hale to Connor Haysbert. Goes on the post, and he is fouled. He's in frustration. He didn't make that play, but he's got a trip to the line, and he's going to shoot two now.
When you get these opportunities to make easy points, the free ones, you got to make them. The Dominican Penguins right now, they're only 3-for-8 that last time out, and you know what? They've turned it around here a little bit.
Yep, Haysbert nails the first free throw, and he's ready to make the second. Connor Haysbert wiping his feet on the ground. Maybe that's a sign for his free throw tradition. And now his right foot is right on that big nail from the free throw line. Haysbert shoots another. Oh, hits back iron, but a rebound by Chadalis. Shadalis trapped in the corner, and it's stolen away by Danny Sepulveda. Sepulveda passes to Reinacher for three. No, sir. And it's rebounded by number 15, Josh Jewett. What a play. 58-39, 19-point lead for the Penguins. Carrillo calls the play again. Screen by Hale to Haysbert. And it's back over to Brendan Holmes. He's a three-point winner. Almost stolen away. Hale almost got tripped up there. To Carrillo, to Haysbert. What a play on the post. Haysbert has a face on his hand, number 43, playing with aggression. You gotta love it there, young fella. Keep the pressure on. And now Monty drives the lane past Carrillo. No, sir. Hale goes under the legs, passes it over to Haysbert. One more time. One more time, he says. And he's got aggression on his face. He's yelling with intensity while Monty is pushing it up court. 62-39, Penguins lead. Oh, what a shot by Jewett. Hits front iron. Hale comes up with the rebound. He hailed that one in right there to Carrillo. Carrillo calls the play one more time. He's playing very excellent basketball. He's got a high IQ, and he passes it back to Hale. Hale, the 6'5 freshman, to Haysbert. Looks like he was fouled there, but there was a no call. Reinacher driving the lane. A 360 move, coast to coast, blocking foul on Brendan Holmes, and Reinacher will get a trip to the line, shooting two.
Nice job by the Penguins to run away there a couple of times. Keenan over to Connor, and I'll tell you what, if they continue to play like that, no one's going to stop them, and no one's going to stop them for the next 4 years.
Hunter, look at Connor Halesberg. He's right there. He's exhausted, but he's got that intense look on his face. His mouth is open, and he's dying for more playing time.
Absolutely. No, these players, they live to play the game. That's what they do. And you know what? I wouldn't want anybody else out there right now. These Penguin players are fired up, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, you got to love it. The crowd's loving it. Look at Chili over there dancing. I never seen Chili be this much intense in my entire stay here in Dominican. And you got to love the ball girls here that clean up the floor, mopping well. And it seems like this is a big play action season right here. Great teamwork, great chemistry. You got to love here.
You mentioned Chili over there dancing. Word on the street is that it's not that comfortable in that costume. So whoever's dancing in there really has some guts and really has some Penguin pride.
Yeah, Brian, he's a sophomore guard. He's been named to the PacWest 2010-2011 men's basketball preseason all-conference team. But he's sitting out today after he tore his ACL in last game. And you gotta love that Austin Bryant's intensity that he has off the bench. But check it out on the game today, the first half for the Pioneers. They're shooting 27% from the field, but amazingly, the Penguins are shooting 48% from the field. Big difference, and it shows on the scoreboard. 62-39, Penguins lead, while number 22, that is Aaron Reinacher, takes his two free throws to the line. Reinacher measures it out, shoots the first one, and rims that one in easily. Now check it out. Here comes Tyler Sokol with his mouthpiece, the big man, 6'10", and he's checking in for today's game. And it's nailed both by Reinacher. Hale inbounds it to Carrillo. Carrillo being guarded by Jiang. Hale tries to screen him, double teamed, and it's over to Shadalis. Shadalis shoots a big one off glass, and that's up and in, young fella. 64-41, Penguins lead.
Nice job there. Left, right, plant, shoot. Awesome.
Reinacher has the ball, passes it over to the man with the mohawk, Sterling Thompson. Thompson back to Reinacher, and he'll take a trip to the line, and it seems like there's a foul called, and I think it's on Shadalis. Yeah, Shadalis gets called by for the foul, and Reinacher takes a trip to the line, shooting two. He loves it. Shadalis disappointed in that play right there after Reinsbert nails his first free throw. He's 3-for-3 on the line for today's game. Reinacher looking to shoot another one, and he doesn't rim that one in. 3-for-4 at the line. Carrillo passes by Hale to Shadalis to Tyler Sokol. No, off front iron. What a play by Hale. Just tipped it in. Hale loves that play. Oh, Hale. They're saying that that point did not count. It was tipped in. It was traveled. Hale does not like that call. Stares down the referee. You can't do that, man. You might get called for a technical. Back to Raynocker. Tries to shoot long from NBA range. Jang is being heavily guarded by Carrillo. Jang crosses over Carrillo, and it's back over to Catalan, to Raynocker. Raynocker crosses over Shadalis for three, no sir. And Brandon Holmes comes up with a rebound and hustles for it after Catalan tries to strip it from him. Carrillo coming up, passes half court, calls play four. Looks over, looks at Shadalis, passes it over to Brandon Holmes for three. Almost. Brandon Holmes, a three-point winner at Midnight Mayhem, having the ball with Shadalis with the rebound, but they're saying he traveled. Uh-oh, Shadalis is saying that he's hurt. He's limping, coming across court. Shadalis, I'm sorry, is ready to play. He's limping it off. His hands on his hips. There's some water being wiped off on the floor. You got to know, are the Penguin cheerleaders spraying water on the floor, Hunter?
I don't think so. I think it's just a couple of guys went down and some sweaty bodies out there.
Yeah, so here comes Catalan. The senior passes it over back to Jiang. Jiang now. Back to Raynocker. Raynocker drives the lane. Tries to check over. It's back to Ronier. Ronier back to Raynocker. Raynocker looks good and he passes it over to Catalan. Catalan being guarded by Holmes. They're playing man while Tyler Sokol, the 6'10", is up in the key. Great defense and great rebound by Shadalis. Shadalis over to Xavier McNally. Over to Hale. Hale back over to Xavier McNally, running point right now. Xavier calls for a screen. Gets it to Holmes. Mishandles it. And here comes Catalan. Catalan, yes sir, lays it up and in. 5 minutes to go. 66-44, Penguins lead. Hey, check it out. DJ Tommy is checking into the building, watching the Penguins play, while Hale drives the lane. 360 move, blocked. But they're saying that's a foul by Sterling Thompson, the man supporting the Mohawk. And Hale will get a chance at the lane. And here comes Ian Collins, ready to check in for his teammates.
Keenan Hale here, given a chance for 2 points. You've got to make them both. Put this game away. It's getting a little too close, P-Up.
Yeah, Ian Collins checking in on the bench right now, kneeling down on one knee, and he's ready to check in. Collins, number 33, checks in for Shadalis, and it looks like this boy is ready to fly while Tyler Sokol is back in the block, and he's looking to box out Thompson if Hale misses his free throw. Hale dribbles about four times, looks at the rim, releases, and yes, sir, that's in. Tyler Sokol had good leverage on his opponent, and he was ready to box him out, but it doesn't matter. Jiang running point to Raynocker. Back to Thompson. Thompson tries to go one-on-one on T-Sok. T-Sok, Tyler Sokol plays heavy defense on Jiang. And it's back over to Catalan for three. Yes, sir, that's money. 67-47, three-point. That's a big three-pointer by Catalan while Xavier pushes the paint. Pass it over to Collins. That's for three. Young sir rebounded by Brandon Holmes, but it's off him, goes out of bounds, and it's ball for Pacific Union. Catalan inbounds it to Jiang. Jiang ready to cross over Xavier McNally. McNally looking heavily. His eyes are on the ball. He's ready to cross over. What a drive by Jiang, and that's a foul on Xavier McNally. McNally looking at the referee, stares him down once again, and Jiang will take two shots at the line. Jiang, he's a good guy. He's from Yupaca, California. He scored 11 here against Merced in his home opener. Right now, Jiang is playing excellent basketball. Jiang nails the first one, hoping to nail the second, but it goes in and out. Jiang is playing great basketball, rebounded though. Catalan is at the at the key. Leon Hart looking to check in. And it seems like he will. He'll get that chance to. Checking out is Kevin Hale, Keenan Hale, the 6'5" freshman. He's ready to play, and Hunter Hornstein is ready to say.
Hey there, everybody, wherever you may be tuned into, thank you for making us part of your day. Radio.Dominican.edu. This is live Penguin action, some basketball action. Earlier on, if you were listening, we had Senior Day payout for the girls and boys soccer teams, and unfortunately, both teams weren't able to come out victorious for their seniors. The men, despite two goals from David Mendez, fell to Dixie State 3-2, a heartbreaker, as well as the women's game. Now, the women were up 2-0 going into halftime on a goal by Mallory Englehart as well as Katie Brown. The Dixie State Red Storm came thundering back and scored 4 in the second to take that game 4-2. So a tough go for them. Shout out to the cross-country team that's in Hawaii right now. They are in there for a tournament. Aloha and mahalo if you're listening. And right now, we've got DU Penguin basketball action, men's style. They're taking on Pacific. And I'll tell you what, right now, it's all DU, and that's the way it should be here, Piop.
Yeah, you gotta love it. They're predicted 6 in conference, but they're playing like a number one ranked team. 67-48. Leon Hart inbounds it. Back to Xavier McNally. Crosses over Gian. And it's back to Ian Collins. Over to Hart. Hart ready to dribble, but he passes it back to Xavier. Xavier running point now. Back to Collins. Collins looks for a pick and roll. Looks to T-Soak, but Collins, what a behind-the-back pass. What a shot that was. I love that pass, but couldn't connect with Leon Hart. Catalan drives the lane. Over and back. No, sir. And they're saying there's a foul. But no, Penguin ball, they're saying Catalan did not have possession of the ball, so the ball went out of bounds. Xavier McNally now has the ball, and he's ready. Calls the play, taps his head twice, looks over, drives the lane, past the CT, Soak, it's off his hands. T-Soak does not like that play right there. Catalan has the ball, 3 minutes to go here in the second half. Catalan being guarded by Brandon Holmes, a three-point winner at Midnight Mayhem. They're saying that's a foul. What a play. Move the feet that was by Brandon Holmes. What a play that was by 21. Brandon Holmes. Leon Hart now has the ball. He's ready to inbound it to McNally. McNally taps his head twice again. Jiang is guarding McNally heavily now. Passes to Leon Hart, goes baseline, and he nails it off the backboard and in. 69-48 Penguin lead with 2:33 left to go in the ball game. It's back to Reynock. Back to Catalan. Catalan being guarded again by Holmes. Running man is the DU Penguins. Mark Lewis is off the bench ready to check in. Leon Hart grabs the rebound and tips it to Brandon Holmes. Hart now pushes the paint. Hart crosses over at the line for two. Yes, sir. 71-48 Penguins lead it with 2 minutes to go. The game's almost over. But Pacific Union Pioneers fighting. Catalan passes it over. It's to Daniel Monier, and he'll take a trip to the line, fouled by Tyler Sokol. Mark Lewis checks in for Ian Collins, and Will Bell checks in. And here comes number 3, Ryan Francisco, the freshman, 5'4", Muggsy Bogues style. Here he comes, number 3, that's Ryan Francisco.
Ian Collins checking out. Had a good night tonight, 4-for-7. Mark Lewis, the man replacing him, 4-for-5 from the field, P-up.
Yeah, Mark Lewis is playing excellent. He's got hops for a small man. Mark Lewis is only 6 foot. He's a junior, school president, and a basketball player. The chicks gotta love him. Here it comes. It's a turnover by Pacific Union. McNally has the ball, leading point guard once again. Sweat drips off his chin after the screen by Hart. Hart looks to dunk it, but it looks like it's blocked, and that's by Monier. Montier set that away.
Nice,
hard.
Nice block by Montier, timing the jump, getting up there just a little bit higher, bringing two hands in front of him and just throwing him down.
Tyler Sokol passes it over to Mark Lewis. To McNally, but there's a foul. Oh, and there's action after the play, after the whistle. Looks like it's a foul on a Pacific Union Pioneer. It's fouled on Daniel Montier.
It looks like
Daniel,
and then John over there, number 20, got tangled up
with Leon Hart.
With Leon Hart, and they went down to the ground. No foul, no technical on that one, but a couple of scary moments right there. You don't want to twist an ankle in that situation. Can't get hurt this early in the season.
Yeah, and there here goes, a 30-second timeout called by the Pioneers. Hunter, check out the ice box. They're ready to stand up with a minute 22 left in the ball game. The ice box is standing tall. Your friend Mike is up there. You got Nick Parrish in the building. Tiffany Alexis in the building. Many lacrosse players standing on the right-hand side of the Conlin Center.
Absolutely. The lacrosse players, the volleyball players, the women's basketball team, everyone is out there. And this is a great turnout for an exhibition game.
That's right. Leon Hart at the line. Imagine this is an exhibition game. Imagine a regular season game. The crowd may be packed up even more. Hart nails the first one, leans to the left, was able to make that one go in. Hart, he played against Kentucky, he played against John Wall, he played against Patrick Patterson, and he's ready to bring his skills here to DU. Nails the second free throw as well. The women's women's volleyball team is right there in the ice box, supported by Lachelle Roulon and Ashley Sand. They're on their feet. Leon Hart playing D, so is Xavier McNally. Hart puts his hand up to Ronier. Ronier used that elbow, and he gets that shot to fall. 73-52, Penguins still lead it. I'm sorry, 73-50, the clock should say 52. 53 seconds left in the game. Passes it over to Xavier, to Brendan Holmes, drives the paint. To Mark Lewis for three. Yes, sir. Count it for three. 3-3-3. Call that again. You gotta love that three-point line by Mark Lewis. And the assist by Xavier McNally. Will Bell drives the lane, passes it to Ronier for three. No, no answer back. And yes, Penguin ball with 31 seconds left till the finish line. I believe so that they will hold it. They'll hold the ball. Make sure with 23 seconds on the shot clock, 28 seconds on game clock. Xavier looks at coach Brett Giovanni, guarded by Jiang. They're playing basketball in the Conlin Center, ladies and gentlemen, and it's intense basketball. 76-50, Penguin lead. 10 seconds left. Leon Hart shoots the three, rebounded right there by the Pioneers, shoots a miracle shot. No, sir. Penguins victorious. It's my first call to call a Penguin win. Ian Collins looks like he's happy, and so is Killian Larson. Hunter, are you happy at this victory right here?
Absolutely. If you'd let me call this one time, your Penguins have won. Penguins have won. Penguins have won. Piaba, fantastic game. And the fans really got their money's worth tonight. Going home happy. Great start for the Penguins. I like the aggressiveness. And you know what? You can't say much anything else about the defense. Unbelievable job at defense, especially up front next to the net. Killian Larson, the big man, great game for him. And you know what? Just build off this. Let's keep it going. You know what? If we can have more wins like this, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, Penguin basketball here in the Conlin Center. Myself, DJ Piaf, and DJ Hunter Horstein checking out. What a game. 76-50, Penguin lead. Here we go. Checking out here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.